Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? We live. Tonight we're doing actually part two of the bisexuals versus the lesbian situation. Well, not a situation, but just the big beef. It's like a line in the sand and shit. And of course, we got my partner, Accidental Diva, on the line tonight, ready to get into
everybody.
It. Yeah, the beautiful Amber Rose, the real one. So with that said, you know what I mean? We're gonna actually go ahead and get into part two. Yesterday, just kind of go over a little bit about what happened. We actually got a few different pieces of insight from lesbians, not a whole lot of bisexuals, and we even had we even had our trans friend Ms. Azariah fall in, which was great too. Now, the particular thing that I want to take or make note of is that with some lesbians, you have a situation where what they call biphobia exists. It's like, and I think that, I don't know, I don't think it should really exist personally, but everybody is entitled to what they believe in. If you don't want to date a bisexual woman, that's what it is. But I wanted to get a little bit more into it, because you have some people that believe that if a woman likes penetration or likes to be strapped a lot, or they can't have sex without it, that they are either a down low bisexual woman or just really love apparently dick secretly. I don't believe that. I think it's just, it may be the only way that they can reach their climax. Hell, I don't know. But that's just my opinion. I don't really believe that. Now, how do you feel about that, Diva?
I think I'm split on it. I don't believe at all that because you like penetration, you have to like men. I do believe that women are built that way. We're built to enjoy penetration. We are built with a G-spot. We are built with a canal that is lined with nerve endings. But at the same time, if your female only wants penetration, never wants any other interaction or anything like that to do with, pleasing you as a female, and that's all she wants, and she wants you to get in the bed with the strap on in the dark. And I think then at that point, there are some things you need to explore. I don't think that it should just be cut off, oh, you like to be trapped, so you have to like men. No, that is, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that's the case at all.
Suddenly, to be in the bed, cut the light off, shit, like, oh, I don't want to, maybe if I close my eyes, she'll be a nigga. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I don't really agree with that either, but I agree. I mean, I don't know. Some people, I reached out to the Twitter community about the situation. and some people don't. They choose not just chicks that like the strap. You know, they say some women just prefer penetration. We have some people that have been victims of being accused of liking dick secretly because they like the strap or whatever, like to be strapped. I don't know. And then we have some people that said if she's asking for it every time, it's not cool. And just things like that. I mean, it is what it is. Because you know what? The thing with me is if you're not going to give it to her, if you're not going to give her what she asked for as far as if she likes that, then she's going to go elsewhere, personally. You know what I mean? In my opinion, if that's what she wants and you're not doing it, she's going to feel like something missing. It's not necessarily that she likes dick, but, you know, she may be used to a certain kind of orgasm. She just can't get some head. And that's just how I feel about it on that particular point. now.
I think it's, I mean, for me, I've had, you know, what we talked about the labels, definitions and stuff like that in a previous show. And I've had where, to me, and I think possibly I was younger or whatever the case is, but even to me, I was dating an aggressive. And all really she requested, and I used to joke about it and say she used to bring me the strap like a puppy with her leash.
Shut up.
And honestly, just to keep it completely real, honestly, it made me very uncomfortable because I was like, okay, wait a minute. You know, it just didn't feel right after a while because I'm like, okay, you want this from me all the time, but then on the low, like, your friends don't know that you're doing this. You know, you're talking shit about other aggressives or other studs that get strapped and ha, 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 it's funny or whatever. But here you come, bringing me the strap and bending over. Like, I don't know what, you know, and so to me, yeah, it did make me feel uncomfortable, but I think it was basically defined on the personality she had. I don't think it was just because she wanted to be strapped, you know. So I think it shouldn't be across the board of, oh, if you like the strap, then you like it. I don't think that's the case at all.
Okay. Now, my thing is, and you know what? What happens is a lot of times with the people like the straight folks who don't know what the fuck they be talking about, they instantly think, oh, if they use a strap, then, oh, they ain't really gay. But, if you're not gay, you wouldn't understand. So I just thought I'd put that shit out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm going to go ahead and go forward a little bit with the whole issue. Well, not the issue, but with the whole thing. Because you have some people that, I don't know. A lot of times when a girl just comes out and says, oh, I'm bisexual, a lot of people get defensive. And they're ready to just bash. Oh, also, okay. Let me say this, too, because I know you just mentioned the whole thing about the aggressive that would bring you to strap like a puppy and shit. And you know something? I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people think that makes them feminine, but the bitch, you a bitch. I mean, you know what I mean?
Pushing, like, yeah. And I mean, and many people that know me know that I am known to strap the hardest thugs. I will break you down. I don't care what your homeboys and your homegirls think, honey. I will break you down. And you will do it. And you will like it. And that goes into what Prince Alex is.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That's the Prince Alex. So, and it just, to me, it feels like, look, you know, you can be whoever you want to be out in society, you know. You can be the dominant one. You could be the one that's opening doors and paying the check or whatever you feel. But
right.
When we get in the bedroom, you're a girl. So don't forget that.
Right.
Just because I may be wearing the heels and you may be wearing the Tims, think that I won't be wearing the strap later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say that about this shit. I don't really give a fuck. I mean, it is what it is in the bedroom. You know what I mean? You like what you like. I'm like, I'm not going to say whatever. But anyway, I'm going to say, well, with my situation, it's like, I feel like I'm open to whatever. You know what I'm saying? Certain things I won't do, but you know what I mean? I'm open to whatever because it's a difference when you're with a woman. You know what I mean? You could be the hardest set ever.
But when it gets down into the bedroom, it's different. You know what I mean? Seems like those labels should just drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this is what it is. You should be comfortable enough in your skin and with who you're with to be like, okay, and just let go. You know what I mean? And enjoy yourself. But people get so much, you know, they get so wrapped up in the whole label and being hard as a motherfucker and all that shit that they don't open themselves up to that. You know what I mean? Hell, you got femmes that love to strap. Even if it's not another femme, femmes that love to strap stuff.
Well, I don't strap femmes. I don't do femmes. And sorry for all the fans that have been in my DM box trying to holler at me, but I don't do fans. I don't want to wear, you know, I don't want somebody in my makeup box and wearing my pump. I'm sorry, I can't help you. There's just something about, if you're with a fam and we wear the same shoe size, she might be trying to wear my pump. I'm not having it. That's just not my thing. But, you know, I will. And will openly, and that's just me. I don't have a problem whatsoever with, I don't care, you can be the hardest, but
right.
Believe it's going to happen. If you
want to leave,
because we're not happening. if that's the case, we're not happening.
But you know what? That's what it is. And I mean, I agree with you. Like me, I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown. I don't. It's like, I'm still learning to kind of let go of certain shit, you know what I mean, because it's different, and just deal with what's given to me, and not going to the whole thing with being labeled and all that. It's different. It's totally different when you get in the bedroom. Especially have you new aggressive films. Y'all a new fucking breed, and I think I like it. I think we are,
and I think that I think it's almost like a liberation movement because, like I said in a previous show, I was bred by my first girlfriend, she was a stud, to be a submissive femme. So when I found out that there was aggressives or studs or tomboys out there that wanted you to and requested you to strap them, it was like I was a whole different type of lesbian at that point.
It was like a whole new world.
I was like, oh,
fucking squirrels and birds came out singing
right.
And chirping.
It was like you heard the angels singing and stuff and rainbows were showing up and it was a whole different thing. I was like,
oh, my fuck, started showing up out of nowhere.
Right.
But that
I was like, really? I can do that?
Yo, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, that I like the new film aggressives. Excuse me. Am I saying it right? Am I referring to the new breed correctly?
The new breed of aggressive fans. I've define myself as an aggressive femme. I've had other people define me as an aggressive femme before I even knew that there was other femmes like me. So it was different. I was like, okay, this is what I do. This is what I like to do. And if you don't like me to do that, and if that's not how you roll, then we just won't get it.
You know what I mean? I'm not missing out on no pussy. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry, it's not my thing. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, look, if you don't like it, that's cool, that's you, that's, you know, that's fine. Because there has been situations where I've dated virgins, and they were not the fake virgins where they tell you, oh, I'm a virgin, and then you find out 2 months into it that you're not. I'm talking about real, real, real virgins, like, really, for real. Not born again, not brand new. Real virgins. So there was times where it just wasn't going to happen. And, you know, it's on a per-person basis, basically. You know, that's your virgin. They want to stay a virgin for the rest of their life. You, that's the person they are. That's cool. There's other things you can do. But if you're not a virgin,
bitch,
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm saying, like, you got to get lost. No, I'm just.
It's
I'm
not
gonna get lost, but I mean, I have to break you in slowly, if that's what it is.
You, it's gonna happen.
But you know that
you
all
have
women.
To call your homegirls, but it's gonna happen.
Oh Lord, yeah, because you got a lot. Let me tell you this real quick too. While actually to get back a little bit back on topic about the whole bisexual thing. My only thing is this. You have people that create such disdain for bisexuals. I posed a question on Twitter, and I asked, I said, how many gold star lesbians are following me? Because you know some of these niggas don't know what a gold star lesbian is. Gold star lesbian.
I don't know what a gold star lesbian is. Please advise me, because I've never heard that before.
Jesus, I don't have no gold star.
I pretty much know everything.
Gold star means you're pure lesbian. You have never, ever, ever had any kind of sexual relations with a man at all. That is a gold star.
Yeah, there's not many of those.
That's the thing, and the thing is, you have people that just have so much hate or whatever against the bisexuals. But yet, nigga, you got bitches that were calling for dollars and shit with niggas. You know what I mean? Not calling
I can
for
tell
dollars,
you right now.
Really,
I can tell you right now, out of every woman that I've ever dated, and this is every female that I've ever dated, only two of them had never been with a man before.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Two?
Only two.
Nigga, you broke a fucking record right there.
Only two. And I was like, what? And now that I think about it, like I look back at it, yeah, it doesn't make sense why so many lesbians have so much disdain for bisexual women, because in the midst of it, we have all said, especially the older lesbians who when were around and loving women, when loving women wasn't cool. When you didn't turn on the TV and see two bitches kissing or two men kissing, when you had to hide your best friend as was really your girlfriend in high school because it wasn't cool. So it's different because a lot of lesbians said, okay, well, before I commit to the pussy, let me try this one more time. And some of them tried it, didn't like it, kept it moving. Some of them tried it for years, went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, didn't like it, it's cool. So I think a lot of them see a little bit of selfishness in bisexual women, and that's why they choose to say, okay, I don't want to mess with you because I did it. I know what it's like. So I'm not going to do it anymore. And I don't want to be involved with somebody who does it.
Thinking back, it's kind of like I get that kind of feeling too. Because I don't know why, and I mean, it made me feel like I'm a not a racist. What's the word? I feel like I got some kind of bias or prejudice because a bigot or some shit. I don't fucking know word right now. But thing is, it's like, okay, on one hand, you got the bisexuals and you got the lesbians, right? The bisexuals are like those light skinned motherfuckers that back in the day. Listen to me. Just follow me for a second. Bisexuals are like, excuse me, the light skinned motherfuckers that used to pass for white back in the day, right? And then you got the black people that they was just the niggas. They could pass for being a nigga. You know what I mean? So, but you had the high yellow motherfuckers that could either pass for white or just be like seeing motherfucking niggas in other parts of society. But the thing was, I think people look at it as you have bisexual people that they can flip flop and be gay or you know what I mean, when it's fitting for them. You know what I mean? Like, oh no, I'm not. You know what I mean? They'd be like, no, I'm not gay or whatever, and I'm with so and so, I'm dating this guy and all that shit. You have it like that, you know what I mean? So they be passing for straight, you know? But then you have
so many friends. I have so many ex-girlfriends that are now dating men, it's ridiculous. And I think for me, a lot of the women that I was dating then that are now with men were bisexual. And that may be why I just say, you know what, I don't want it. But it may be a stereotype, but every woman that I dated when I was dating femmes was bisexual. And every single one of them, to this day, is with a man.
Well, I guess it is what it is. What be killing me, though, I mean, and it's nothing against bisexuals at all. What kills me is that I have had some friends that have either said that they, you know, if they can't find somebody, can't find a lesbian to be with, what they going to do, they're going to marry a nigga, but they're not going to have sex with him, but they're going to marry a nigga and try to have a family. And I'm thinking, what kind of life, you know what I mean? What kind of life is that going to be? You know, like, I don't know how that works.
I know a couple right now that was friends with one of my ex-girlfriends that is actually currently living like that. He's gay. She's gay. They're both in the military. They married for the benefit. He does his thing. She does her thing. But in public, they show up as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But work the system, though. No, you know what I'm saying? They work the system. You got niggas getting crazy checks. It ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas getting food stamps and shit that really shouldn't be. You know?
Right.
So I understand. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. Whatever works.
In this economy, that makes sense. But I really, really want to get some opinions. You know, I've stated my opinion since yesterday. You stated your opinion. But I really want to find out what people really see as why so many lesbians don't or refuse or even have a bias against bisexual women and bisexual men. Because there's a lot of straight women that go, oh, no, I will not date.
Yes. Seen that on that True Life shit or some shit. Y'all can press 1 if you wanna, you know, if you wanna call in, if you got something that you wanna say. Any and all feedback is appreciated. So while we wait on that, and you know something, I saw an episode of True Life or some shit on MTV like that with the dude.
I think it was a black guy.
Yeah,
I saw that. And he went out on a date with that girl and he told her. After that she was bisexual and he was bisexual, and she was like, oh, no.
You know, like, I didn't understand why. I don't know. I don't know why some straight woman would do that. I mean, everybody has their preference, but it's just trying to understand why would somebody say, or a woman. I could see, I mean, I don't know. It might be different. I'd have to really find a straight woman that's in that predicament and ask him, why would you not date a bisexual? I should ask that. Why would you not date a bisexual woman? I don't know if they think they'd be dipping back and forth, but then you got the niggas that's on the DL. You don't even know. You don't even know that this nigga dipping back and forth. You should be one fucking that this nigga's telling you. This is what this is what it is. You know what I mean?
I completely understand. I mean, you know, Elin Harris brought it to the world years ago that things that we thought were going on are really going on. And I think the books that he, you know, wrote, Invisible Life, Just As I Am, This Too Shall Pass, and on and so forth, even in Basketball Jones, he showed that it happened. That is real, that there are men, the most masculine men, are sleeping with men and are married and have boyfriends on the side. And I believe that a lot of these books that he wrote, and, you know, unfortunately, rest in peace, he's no longer with us, But, you know, I would have loved to find out, you know, were these characters rooted in people that he knew? Because one of the books that I loved the most when I was younger, and I probably shouldn't have been reading it when I was younger, but I was a little too young to be reading about it, but there was a book by Iceberg Slim called Mama Black Widow. And it was set, I believe, in the 60s or the 50s or the 60s, and it was about a black man that was gay, and he was on the low, and he was actually, you know, dressing in drag, and he had a girlfriend, and it talked about the struggle that he went back and forth and how he was very feminine, and it just wasn't seen at that point. But that man really existed. That was a man that Iceberg Slim knew, that he wrote this book about. And he embellished some of the stories or whatever, but it was based on somebody who lived that way. So I truly believe that a lot of the characters in Elin Harris's books were based on people that he knew.
Hmm. I'm actually, you know, I don't really read a lot of books. Like, I don't really read a lot like that. Well, not those type of books. I don't know why. Like, my sisters, which are straight, they do. But man, I mean, I've never really read a whole lot of those type of novels. But with you saying about those, with people that he may have known that actually do that, as far as being on the down low and saying they go in one place and they ain't going there, and, you know, I don't think a lot of women thought about that. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
because
sure they don't.
Never comes to their mind that they're like, oh, okay, well, shit, he's saying he going this place or that place with his dudes or with his niggas, you thinking, oh, okay, that's cool. He ain't going to go fuck with no bitch or whatever. But they actually fucking each other. You know what I mean?
Right, unfortunately, a lot of these women, basketball players' wives, football players' wives, are constantly worried about groupies. But to keep it completely real, what they need to be worried about is their teammates. What they need to be worried about is their homeboys, their personal assistants, you know, the people that work in their office. That's what they need to be worried about, because it goes on more than they think it does. And we don't see it because it's such a taboo thing for men. But, you know, there's constantly rumors going around about this rapper being gay, that rapper being gay, this football player being gay. But best believe, there is a rapper in the game right now that is homo, because it's just not possible.
Or two or three. It's an image. Y'all got to remember, he's rapping just an image. You got to hide your kids, hide your wife,
hide your husband.
And look at everybody out here. But it's actually, our show is going to be wrapping up in a little bit. But tomorrow, I believe we're going to be doing the Prince Alex segment and what it means. For those of you who don't know, we're going to be going to our expert who actually coined the term, Accidental Diva, the real Amber Rose. So that's tomorrow at midnight. Okay. So with that said, don't forget to follow Accidental Diva on Twitter at Accidental Diva, and also follow me at PhoenixStar9. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, same time, call in, same number, 1-818-691-7312. And like I said, be safe, and just don't forget to tune in tomorrow. It's going to be a great show.